Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. You know, dogs are often referred to as man's best friend. Today, we want you to meet a man who learned some of his most valuable life lessons from a dog that he adopted.
And what I started realizing is, even if I'm in a disastrous situation, there are still blessings at arm's length. There's still things out there that I could take advantage of and find joy in.
That's Tom Baker. We'll talk to him about his recovery from anxiety and depression with the help of his dog, Mango, on this week's American Cafe. Tom Baker is the successful owner of a television production company in Knoxville, Tennessee, but it hasn't always been easy. Tom told me that about 6 years ago, his business and his life started to crumble, but he got help by learning some valuable life lessons from an adopted dog named Mango. What was it that stressed you out, and what was it that made you anxious or afraid as you saw yourself losing all this weight?
Well, to start with, I'm a worrier in general. I've perfected it all my life. And about 5 years ago, I own my own business. I own a TV production company. And it is now 15 years old. But about 5 years ago, after business had doubled for nearly 5 years in a row, I staffed up. I bought a lot of equipment, a production truck. I bought all kinds of things. And all of a sudden, in 2011, it tanked. It totally tanked. And I didn't want to lay off my employees. They were my friends. That I felt responsible for them. So I ended up paying them instead of the IRS. And I was in deep debt due to the equipment I bought. And when the IRS shows up and I'm totally, totally upside down, about to face financial ruin anyway, they informed me that with a signature on their little piece of paper, they could pretty much possess anything I own. And so that's where the chronic stress and worry set in, where I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't face even my family. I started becoming disengaged with my family, and I took it so personally. It was my identity. My business was my identity, and I was a complete failure.
Now, you mentioned also that the stress led to depression, and that led to strains on your relationship with your wife and children.
Absolutely.
Which, in the way that things work, that adds to the stress, which causes you to be depressed, which causes you to be irritable with your wife and kids.
Right. It just multiplies.
Yeah, it multiplies, and it doesn't really stop. It seems to keep going in this downward spiral.
Right.
But you say that your dog Mango helped you to realize some things about life that you didn't practice, or if you knew them intellectually, you hadn't taken them to heart. And when you did take them to heart, suddenly that chronic worrying started to not be so much of a problem. Tell me about that.
Well, to make sure you understand, my wife was a rock through this. I was the one that wasn't. But she tried every which way to reach me, and it just wasn't happening. I just fell deeper and deeper. But that one thing that met me at the door every time I came, every afternoon, evening, when I came home, the "I love you, I don't care about anything. I just love you," tail wagging, licking my hand. It started me on a journey to watch this dog. Mango is a 6 year old. Now she's nine, but at the time she was 5 or 6 years old. And she's a mutt, she's a rescue, and it's just one of the sweetest animals I've ever seen. And she just kept trying any way she could to distract me, to love on me, to just make sure that I was somehow being pulled out of this. And it seemed to be her mission to do that. And I've never seen, I mean, animals, dogs especially, seem to know when something's wrong. They can, I believe, they can read our emotions, and some of them try their hardest to really help. Some don't, but many dogs do. And I started watching her and trying to figure out what are these animals, what are these dogs all about? And the more I watched, the more I started understanding the loyalty, the compassion, the totally unconditional love. There's something for us to learn from that.
And you mentioned also that, you know, the Mango's unconditional love helped you to realize how important it is to live in the moment, being where you are, when you are, and that helped you also come up out of this this spiral of stress and depression.
Well, dogs don't think about tomorrow. I mean, they don't. Most of them don't worry. The only thing they really worry about is what's for dinner. And they'll get past that if you throw a toy, you know, toward them. But they just don't worry. And the more I started watching that and realizing that even in my life, today's all I have. I can worry and I can stress and I can try to fix tomorrow all I want, but it's not going to do anything. You know, in Mango's eyes, all we need to do is just grab a stick and go play. You know, what's happening is happening. Let's still enjoy right now.
You also mentioned that your faith helped you to come out of this kind of downward spiral, that your observations of Mango taught you something about your own relationship in your faith. Tell me about that.
Well, two things. One is whenever I take Mango into the car, it's like the best thing in life. She could die this afternoon. If she gets a ride in the car, it's done. That's fine. But when I get in there, she presses her nose up against the window and wants the window rolled down. And what I notice from her is when that happens, she just takes in everything there is, all the beauty, all the smells. And what she's doing, she's taking in the blessings. And what I started realizing is even if I'm in a dark situation, if I'm in a disastrous situation, there are still blessings at arm's length. There's still things out there that I could take advantage of and find joy in. It's just a matter of choosing to look there. And the other thing is what I noticed about dogs is most of them are servants. They serve others. They would rather serve others more than themselves, most of them. And what I understood and started learning is if I take the servant attitude and go around looking for somebody who may be in a little more trouble than I am, I mean, what happened to me was not that bad if you compare it to some people who are really going through some struggles. And if I go attempt to help somebody else, then it kind of minimizes my problem. And it really restores joy.
How has this affected your marriage? Has it gotten better as you have come out of this dark place into a more, I guess, abundant way of living?
Yes. I mean, what struggles do, if we can allow them, is they help us grow. They help us learn. And with a marriage that has a faith base to it, we can actually learn and grow from these struggles. And we have actually grown closer together because she was willing to help me. She was willing to stand by me. And I was willing to finally look up and say, "You're still here. Let's do this. Let's take this. God's stronger than any problem that I have." And that's what worked for me. It really took our marriage to a whole new level, actually. Well, One Dog's Faith partly is, it's all written in her perspective, all written in Mango's perspective. And some of it is about the silly things that dogs do that may have more meaning, may have a little more meaning that we give it credit for. But the most of it is about her watching me go through this and doing whatever, you know, dogs don't have a lot to work with, but they do their best to try to help us. They do their best to protect us, to try to comfort us, to help us enjoy a little more. And that's what it's really about, is just her showing us that the grace of God is really beautiful. It's about love. It's not about things being thrown at you. It's about dealing with them and growing from them and learning and taking this life as a journey and not as one devastation after another. It's a journey, and we can enjoy it.
That's Tom Baker. His book, One Dog's Faith, How My Dog Helped Me Trust in God and Overcome Chronic Worrying, is available at your local bookseller or online. If you'd like to comment on this story, you can go to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.